Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beautiful people. Sorry about the delay, but we're still here. This is your host, Mugen Mentality, formerly known as Cooley E. I'm the youth advisor for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and this is the Y4C show. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm filling
it's
in
the Y4C
for
show.
Shine
the
Star.
Yes, you are. And this is Sister Pucci, presiding pastor of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Minister Angela McCarty. And we want to give a special shout-out to Shining Star, who couldn't be here today, but we're going to fill in and talk about some good stuff. We're talking about the New Covenant.
Yes, definitely. Don't let those people at work drive you crazy, Shining Star.
Yeah, absolutely. And also a special shout-out to DJ Shaheem, our silent partner, who gives us our gospel hip-hop mixes every month. So shout-out to Shining Star and DJ Shaheem. But,
yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Mugen Mentality, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm feeling good, feeling great.
No,
the devil can't hold us back.
No, he cannot.
Still here doing this.
We're
going
to still hear all glory to God. That's right. We're going to keep trying it. Sorry for the delay in the show, but, you know, it just they didn't want us to get on and start talking. Where you want to dive in? Because there's so much we can cover with the New Covenant, but we only get an hour. And so how would you like to open the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We could basically start with explaining what is the New Covenant. I recall this event in my life when I was walking downtown, and it was these people passing out tracts. And on the tract was a picture of the Ten Commandments. I'm like, okay, cool. They're spreading, you know, word about Jesus in the Bible. So I opened it up, and it said, the Ten Commandments can't get you into heaven. So I was like, what? Keep in mind, I have been to church all my life, you know, all my life of 18 years at the time.
Right. And
I'm thinking that, you know, the Ten Commandments are what get us into heaven. We just obey those and then we're all good, right?
Right, right. Not quite.
Exactly. That's what I came to find out.
Mm-hmm.
After further investigation, Galatians 3:21, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, but the scripture have concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. So,
amen.
The writer is saying that the law itself, the Ten Commandments, could not get us into heaven. They just show us that we are sinners. There had
mm-hmm.
to be something else in order to fill that void between us and heaven, the presence of God.
Ah, that hits it right on. That hits it right on the head. That we needed the bloodshed of Jesus Christ to form this new covenant with God, because He's the highest priest. He's the last sacrifice. He died on Good Friday and rose on Resurrection Sunday. And in doing that, He gave us life. He allowed us to live. Yeah, and the world that we were dying in. I like, you know, Hebrews, starting at the 8th chapter when it said, the point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. And this is what's so key with the new covenant. It's because it's a binding agreement between God now that has nothing to do with man. Remember the first tabernacle? It was set up by man and to God's specs, but we weren't able to keep the law. And so what God has to do was come up with a way, knowing that we're sinners, but it giving us access back to him, and thus is the new covenant that we follow under Jesus Christ. And it was a beautiful gift. It was a beautiful gift.
No greater love than one who gives up his life for his friends.
That's true. And, you know, as we go on, I know you had a good point as we were discussing this, that the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. And he's talking to Christ. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant between God and his children. And what a guarantee. You know, when you talk about a guarantee, what other better guarantee do you have?
Right. A guarantee is only as good as the person who gives it. This is the creator. This is the creator of all things that we see. And he's giving you a guarantee of everlasting life should you believe in his son. A lot of people think that, you know, God changed the law, but the law never changed. God never changed the law, Matthew 5:17. On the contrary, he raised the standard from where it was. As opposed to taking an eye for an eye, we are not to even love our enemies as ourselves.
Absolutely.
Love, which is the law of Christ, has perfected the law to the effect that we now have eternal life with Jesus Christ should we repent and believe in the gospel, Mark 1:15.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God to that. Praise God. A lot of good scripture. I hope people go back and listen to this. I know they were ready for some music and that's it, but definitely go back and write the scriptures down that we're talking about, because as Resurrection Sunday approaches, it's important that you know what you're celebrating. Why this was such a powerful event? Because it showed the power of God. It showed God's power to even rearrange things so it still comes out to the best for us. And that's just amazing. Okay.
Right.
Well, let's praise him with some song right now. Who's first up on the mic?
First up, we have Ain't Gonna Stop Me by JMP Production.
All right.
Real Live featuring Amber Smith.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, JMP Production, Realize, featuring Amber Claire, Just Music, Ain't Gonna Stop Me. Let's go.
Ain't Gonna Stop Me. Here we go.
Last night I had a talk with God. He told me don't let my situation control my eyes, cause I was feeling like I was close to gone. But he told me not to stress because he on his job. I mean, I was in a fairy tale on a carousel, but now with God at my back like the wind, I just parasail. None of these haters do I compare myself. Went and picked up my Bible, time that I prepare myself. I swear I was at the bottom of a liquor bottle when you read reached out your hand and said, son, I got you. So I pray for change like cash back at the register. You tried to reach out, but in my head it didn't register. So I'm up in church, Bible open with my mind focused. Cause you held me even when I was at my lowest. The weight was too much on my shoulders, and now I'm trying my hardest to be a better me. Walk beside me, heavenly Father, let the devil see. The man he once knew was wholehearted, heavenly. Now we realize I can see. Show me who my enemies are, and I swear I can hear the angels in heaven singing along.
Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I wanna make it home. I'm a soldier for my Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me. Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I wanna make it home. I'm a soldier for my Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil.
Listen, just music, period. My calling, I'm living in. The remedy to this negativity lies in the melody. Replace gangsta rap with positive images. The spiritual potency comes alive like energy. I'm painting a picture, but it seems no one's envisioning. I put it to this music and everybody feeling it. Half of the industry sold they souls to the devil, chanting spells in they songs so you do anything they tell you. Enslaving lost souls, our mission, don't let them. Power to the people, JMG gon' get them. This is the heartbeat movement, it flows through my veins. Who cares about a name in a community of pain? This is not for the riches, and it's not for the fame. I'd rather stay underground and bring glory to his name. I rep Christ, no shame. Tell your brothers, come on, follow me while I follow the Lord. Lead on.
Today is the future and the past. I gotta fight this war, I wanna make it home. I'm a soldier for my Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me. Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I wanna make it home. I'm a soldier for my Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me.
All right, all right.
All right. Praise God. Ain't going to stop
yeah.
me. JMP
yeah,
production.
Right.
Man, I just
right.
love that beat and the message behind that song.
Yeah, so I like, hear. You know, how it talks about today is the future and the past is gone. You know, even in the New Covenant, they talk about that too, as how all For I will forgive the wickedness, I remembered their sins no more. You know, so when I was listening to that song, that verse was popping out at me. Again, in Hebrews 8, I encourage everyone to read Hebrews 7 and 8. You read the whole book of Hebrews, you know, but definitely when you get to 8, when it talks about the new covenant, it tells you all the things that are encompassed with this new covenant. And that's one of the things is today is the future and the past is gone, you know. And for my sins, my past not to be forgiven, I'm just grateful, you know.
Amen.
Amen. All right, pop, 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 pop. Who we got next on the chart?
Let's see, Speaking My Mind. By Spiritual Peace.
All right, let's bring that up and see what he has to say.
Yeah, SP, Freak Stab, Speaking My Mind. Lost another cousin to these Louisville streets. Praying for a change, this world is a beast. Every day's a test, we all trying to eat. Gotta beat up the flesh and make it follow me. I'm a sinner trying to make it through a test. I thank God every day that I'm blessed. Trying to plant seeds, I don't wanna follow man. God got a better plan than any man. It's easy to follow sin cause it looks good. Still trying to plant seeds in my hood. God, I thank you for everything you do. Gotta keep on hopping over these obstacles. Satan trying trying to sneak me, but I'm wide awake. I'm in this thing, so I buzz his head like a grape. Woe bad faith with every breath that I take. God, I thank you for your love, you made a way. Yeah, ain't nobody like the Lord that I serve. I'm just speaking my mind. I'm just speaking my mind. It's a lot going on, but ain't nobody saying nothing. Yeah, the truth I'm busting. Hey, straight off in your head, no SP. All about when it's over. The government's a lie, I see. Between all the lies, I be focused till I die. I mean, I'm ready to ride. Real. D-I-E, it is what it is. I'm planting seeds, trying to reach out to these kids and tell them what it is. God got a better plan than whatever these rappers telling you. We got a better plan than what these movie stars do. I ain't Hollywood, homie, I'm still in the hood. Focused like I oughta be and doing what I should. Yeah. I listen to the Lord's voice. Too many people tell lies. I got a choice, so I'ma choose the right one. Focus, I use my mind, I don't need a gun. So I bust back whenever they get me test. I hit you with scriptures, leave you a mess. I'm focused on it. I'm living for the Holy One. Yeah, hey, just speaking my mind. Many mamas crying, brothers dying. I'm sick of seeing the shots. This is from the heart. Can you feel me? Can we really make a change? Too many people wanna be like other things. It's so easy, like I said, to do wrong. It takes a man to stand up to sin and be strong. Even when the devil try to pull you astray, focus on the Lord. He always make a way out. Anytime you feel boxed in, bust out. God got a plan, listen to me now. I'm not a perfect guy, I'm just listening to the Lord. I pray you take some notes and listen to the ghost.
The ghost, you don't hear that a lot anymore.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, absolutely, absolutely. Jesus, 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 all day long. Were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, I was about to say spiritual peace. That was speaking my mind about spiritual peace. Man, he reminded me a lot of Witch Doctor. I hate to compare him to, like, secular artists, but he got that rustic, you know, that rustic, hard-hitting flow. It just reminded me a lot of Witch Doctor. Man, we got to get up on something, definitely. Get at me.
You rocking with the hottest DJ worldwide. Got Sister Poochie, Shining Star, Y4C, Youthful Christ, that is. You know what I'm saying? We doing it. Woo!
Y'all stupid though, you so crank. I'ma say it again and that's for y'all. You stupid though, you so jaded. Giving up your free will, traitors. And you was son of the king and the demon. You was son of one of them, Jaden. Maybe lukewarm in the middle. Flipping it back and forth, willow. I'ma give you the willow. What's in my head, face in the willow. Money, sex, murder, cars. Little profanity, now you a star. Mars, Bruno, you so famous. Now you a child with no creator. That's great,
con los terroristas.
Let me translate. Could've done numbers big like Scray. Could've moved units like my man Flame. And not one word for the rap profane. Rain that like pro, got profane. All in the name of the fan who came. The name of the fan, but the name of the fan, 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 fan.
They do the Harlem shit.
Grown man, homie, look at you. You ain't got no rules, you took over school. Ain't got no bedtime, the only bedtime you planning on doing is after a meal time. Leave that tip, eat that shrimp. Tell the valet better bring my whip. Only scratch on a better beat from the deck. Say it like that, and you got some chips time. You got some chicks time. But it seems counterfeit high. You don't really want to get this on the bed, ha ha ha.
You the Harlem shit.
I'm
like a villain, full of unregenerate, and making what they mean to live and living. Giving them a covenant nobody can thwart, and even in the calico, and who really can say the pivotal? Who you know that's switching up the codes and the images? While everybody get hotter, you blind to the dividend. Instead of getting with the fluid, it's the one that been the bitch. Trying to get the money, you're figuring that he killing.
Uh-huh.
We can do what we feel. Hop on every caravan like holes in a hill. No, really, I'm literal with holes up a hill. What we ever said, decline, cause we fold for the real. Now that's a cold with a deal. Who you know can overcome all the souls of the indebted? Straight bleed, and he hung for the credit. Now we gotta believe, and that he watched till he said it. Now believers got a reaper that is deeper than the caliphate they're keeping, and they really wanna see it. The regardless of the beating or defeating, I'm an innocent, be clinging to the only and a human that is seated at the pinnacle of anything you're reading. I'm a vindicated menace of a mini, take a video, you will see me in the city, getting gunny, and we bring it to the television, ready, and we find out when I take away the feeling of the world.
Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, I'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, I'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year.
Straight pill from former villain, known for the seat, so see me chilling. I know a lot of drones got the coaches sinning, got a lot going without a home to dwell in. Drop from a lot of my soul's rebellion, folks get revolted, my folks can tell it. No hope in my whole pavilion, cause the cost of my failure was so familiar.
But I'm so still, so real,
hope, heal, full, free. No more gripping what I keep it from the wheel, instead of giving them everything I am. Tell her everything I wasn't, I know another. Holler at everyone, I know I want to, brother. Said living coming to the corners of the one that brought us. Tell her what the killer like I said, na-na-na-na-na-na. Tell her medicine be doing it, I'm coming in the middle, but they coming in the room. And it's over somebody, cause nobody wanna do it. And it's something about the way that the body is influenced. Without the Bugatti and Lamborghini and the souvenirs, all accountable to the father, what they doing. And I bet anybody that wanna battle with the government, I don't know, they did it with the government and laying in Harlem.
Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, I'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, I'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone in the year. Hey, I'll be gone in the wind, hey, we'll be gone.
This is Deborah Janine with DJ Shane, mixing the hottest holy hip hop music around.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome. much as I've hurt you, yeah. Looking back, I regret my actions, thinking I had facts, and really I was pushing you away. I wish I could go back in time, reverse my life, delete all my pain. This all ends, I'm made restless, and everything be okay. I'm running out of words to speak, I can hardly breathe. Saying sorry ain't enough, but that's all I can say. I feel so
Jerry, vain pursuits, but good Lord, where are you? for the feeling can't explain. I'd rather stay the same than never reach that kind of fame.
Yeah, that fame is fading, just masturbating. Fill my words with love, serenading. I'm out to see the world, you can call me Grandma. But none of this could happen if it wasn't cause of you.
I know it started. I pushed the button too soon.
Yeah.
But you just heard.
We at the end of my sentence, and I'm like, oh, you can't have anything to say. You just going to go for the next thing.
That was all on Sister Poochie, all on Sister Poochie. But that was the March Hip Hop Gospel Dance Break by Resident Youth DJ, DJ Shaheem. Shaheem. So,
shout out to DJ Shaheem.
Huh?
No, I was just saying big shout out to DJ Shaheem.
All right, big shout out to DJ Shaheem. You know, I'm sitting up here looking at Hebrews 8 chapter, and then something else has jumped out at me that I wanted to share with everybody. But it says, if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people, and he said, the time is coming, declares the Lord, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with your forefathers when I took them from the land and led them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. And so the guarantee, you know, when we were talking about Jesus was the guarantee of this new covenant. If for all of those who accept him as the Son and that he died and he rose again, there's no way for you to be led astray, because no longer are you depending on man to get your forgiveness for your sins. Remember, the high priest had to go into the inner sanctuaries to offer sacrifices and give burnt offerings, and now Christ is that high priest for us. And so that was just jumping out as he was saying, you know, our God is awesome. You know, that's what I was thinking about doing the hip-hop mix.
Yeah, definitely. The priesthood was changed, so it was necessary for also the changing of the law, Hebrews
mm-hmm.
chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ himself being the sacrifice, the consummation of that new covenant between us and God.
Right.
We look at all the sacrifices that were made in the Old Testament. You know, you have the peace offerings and the, what's the other one, the sin offering of atonement,
mm-hmm.
All these different offerings. But you know what? They had to keep on making those offerings because...
Right, over and over.
Exactly, because of our imperfection,
mm-hmm.
because we're not able to keep those Ten Commandments.
Exactly.
We had to keep on going... had to keep on going back, or someone on our behalf had to go and sacrifice that animal for us.
Right, right.
But Jesus Christ himself said, hey, look, I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I will go and be a sacrifice myself. I mean, if you look back at, yeah, he who knew no sin became sin so that we may have life. Whoa. If we look back at Genesis with Abraham, and when he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac,
right,
it was a test of his faith, just to see if we were really ready for God to send His own Son. Because if you think about it, it's really an exact picture of what Jesus Christ did. The Father offering up Son on the altar to die for the sins of all.
Exactly. You're right on that. And on that note, I think we should play something by you.
Okay, yeah, this is a debut from my group, Project Oasis. Shout out to Lene. Yeah, this is the debut. I'm really excited about this song and what God is going to do with it. So you hear
me
first
excited
here
about it.
At the Journey Home. Without
Outreach
further ado,
ministry.
Break free.
You're all right. Break free. Here we go.
Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequent the fall, evicted out of Eden. But Adam events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanity, the life without God. Jesus Christ the Lord, see, I know this life is hard. Yard. Even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you would tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Free in love.
That's great.
Praise God.
Yeah, I really felt that. I really felt that. You know, God is love. So breaking free in love is just, you know, an awesome thing to do. So I commend you on that new joint. I like that. We're going to be hearing that some more on the radio show for sure.
Awesome.
Great. Awesome.
Yes, that's
you know,
my collaborative. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that was for my collaborative effort, Project Oasis. We have some more work coming out soon.
All right.
Right now consists of me, Moogie Mentality, and Lene Hart song.
Well, that was that Lene singing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You guys sound good together.
Praise God
to that. All right, I can't even believe we only got 15 minutes left of the show. So let's get another song out here. What's up next?
Oh, now we got Find Jesus, Kevin Jimston.
Y4C. Y4C! Here we go.
Track Slammer.
God over everything. G-O-E. God already found us. Now he wants us to find him.
I'm fine, I'm good, like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus in my happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around. Like everyone's like life depends on it.
I found God like he was hiding. Found happiness like Isaac, and I'm glad I did like he did. Now my life twice as exciting. Can't imagine life without him, like a comedian without a joke. I need God like they need comedy, gives me happiness and hope. And it's obvious that my skin tone. You need God like I do, home. So find him like you plan, hide and seek, homie, game on. You find him like you used to find your home when you was a kid. You gon' find happiness like angels be filled up with happiness. Oh no, bro, don't waste no time, look for him like a search crew. Matthew 7:7, thinking you'll find that so true. I'm a living testimony, I found them like you found my music. Seek them like the Nike slogan, say it's just you.
I thought I'm good, like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus in my happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around. Like everyone's like life depends.
Look at me like they did, tell them happy as a young kid. Yeah, I'm youthful like a newborn, but got wisdom like I'm 80. Yeah. Be wise if you to seek God like you seek your dreams. Just go find them, cause finding God's the most important thing. The feeling he gives you when you find him is more amazing than the Bahamas. You will love it like I love it, that's my word, like a promise. He's the God of happiness, he can make you happy like life's great. Even when you doing that, when you find God, you'll be like life's great. Tony Tiger worship, homie, God so great. Oh yes, greater than a bowl of frost. So look for him like you playing a game of hide and seek. And he'll bless you with happiness like he blessed me.
I thought I'm good like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus in my happiness. Look up, look down, left, right, all around. Your friends when you played hide and seek as a kid, yeah. You'll find them like that Bible verse, Matthew 7:7, it says you will. I'm glad I'm good, like we were playing hide and seek. And now I'm happy as an angel. And if you wanna be happy like I am, go find Jesus, bro. Find Jesus like he's hiding. Find Jesus just like I did. Find Jesus in my happy.
I found Jesus like playing hide and seek. I like that.
Yes. That was Kevin Jimison with Find Jesus.
Yes. Find him quickly.
Yeah, you know, Sister Pussy, the thing I love about this show is you give so many Christian artists an opportunity to be heard on the higher platform, you know, whereas they would never be heard on their own effort. So I commend you for this ministry for that reason.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. You know, it all belongs to him. And he knew that that was a need to allow Christian artists, young Christian artists, to express themselves freely. I mean, you're singing to God, not me. You're next to singing to our Savior. And so, you know, who am I to stand in the way of that, you know? So thank you very much. But I'm being obedient.
Praise God.
Praise God. You know, I wanted to read something. You mentioned it earlier. When we're talking about Jesus being the high priest and him being pure, you know, it does say in Hebrews 7, chapter 26, verse, that such a high priest meets our needs, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. 27, unlike the other high priests who did not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, without that puts that says everything. And you know,
exactly.
What I want people to take from this show is that the awesome power of God, who loves us so much that he made a new covenant with us just because we were unable to fulfill the first one. That was the only reason. And that's some strong love, because we disobeyed him, and yet we still get eternal life with the new covenant. As long as, isn't that?
Right. And the thing about it is, he gave up his life while we were still yet sinners. You know,
yes.
That's true love.
Yeah.
You know, how many of us would, you know, go the extra mile for someone who just spit in our face?
You know, no one. Yeah.
I know I haven't reached that level yet.
No, I haven't either. You know. You know, turn the other cheek and pray for your enemies. And there's a lot that we have to do to just say that we need to come with love. That's all God is saying to us. We need to start being in love with him, in love with Christ, in love with ourselves, and in love with our brothers and sisters. You know, just you know, showing some kindness and showing some Christ-likeness towards them. And we can go on and on. So I hope everybody reads Hebrews, go back and listen and read the other chapters that we mentioned that talk about the new covenant, so you can understand exactly what this resurrection season is all about and exactly what went on. It wasn't just the death and the rising, but we actually got a new contract with God in doing all of that. So I am grateful to have brought the subject, and I thank you for co-hosting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime,
you know,
anytime.
Just to piggyback on what you were saying, it's one thing to hear the word being taught, but it's another thing to go out and study it for yourself.
Absolutely.
Be a Berean to study and see if what we are saying is true in the scriptures.
Absolutely. That's why we back it up with scripture. You know, anything that you say, you need to be able to back it up with scripture. And so I think we've done an excellent job on this show, giving people a lot of food for thought.
Hey, it's on purpose.
All right. On purpose. Exactly. Okay, we got time for one more song. How are we going to roll out of here?
Where did you want to go with it? We still got two more, but I guess we can roll with my man Kenfolk, since I already got mine in there. Hurricane is Kenfolk by Kenfolk.
Hurricane by Kenfolk. Well, here we go.
This beat was produced by AtomicBeats.com.
There's always somebody who really wants to make you fall, but you can rise above it all. Don't listen to the lies that try to make you feel so small, 'cause you're a hurricane and you're riding through the storm, riding through the storm.
Don't let people tell you how to feel. You believe what you believe, you just keeping it real. Those people can't see your heart. It's the condition of it that sets us apart. Your faith is not in vain, it's worth the pain. Just remember a loss is always a gain. Just trust God, he'll save you from the rain. Don't matter what you claim, he's always the same. He lives for you, died for you to live again, to wash away the stains left by sin. Only got one life, can't do it all again. That's why I'm telling y'all about my best friend. Whenever you feel lost, call on the boss, 'cause he'll always answer when he loves to talk. He's a hurricane, he comes riding on the cloud. That's why I praise Jesus and I'm always saying loud. Like you, so all you hear is lies, to where you don't feel righteous in the Father's eyes. The world will bring you down and make you feel so despised, and it's more annoying than a house full of flies. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Where humans be sinning, it's their bodies are killing. But this grace and this presence are the only healthy son, who was full of compassion, grace and love. We all mess up, ain't nobody perfect, but remember Jesus thinks it's worth it. Yeah, he worked his life and he laid down. He raised it back up without his sound. We trust by faith, so we follow him now. Even unto death, we don't raise a brow. We don't grumble the ground, we just praise the King, the creator of earth and every living thing. So you can rise above and be sky high, back with the five earth, the perfect sacrifice.
There's always somebody who really wants to make you fall, but you can rise above it.
Yes, riding through the storm.
I don't know what she said, but I like it.
Well, yeah, listen to it over again. I think you'll be able to pick it up clearly. But I wanted to let everybody know, you're so silly. April the 26th is the Left Wife for C Show. So at 4 p.m. Central Time, and hope to see everybody there. Thank you for listening today. Mugen Mentality, thank you for co-hosting with me. It has been a delight. Okay, everybody remember the New Covenant, Hebrews 7th and 8th chapter. Read it, learn it, live it. Have any questions, you can email me at sisterpucci@journeyhomeministries.org, or you can email
youthadvisor1@journeyhomeministries.org.
Yes, that's it. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here. We'll see you next month, Cooley. I'm calling Cooley, Mooley Mentality.
The whole nine. I thought you were calling the whole nine. My name is everything.
Just
all over the place.
Right. Okay. We're going to sign off and say God bless you. Everyone out there, thanks for listening live. Thanks for listening later. And we're out. Okay, peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.